We continue on with our locker room chats. We're talking Horton Charger basketball. We're joined now by the boys coach. That is David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank. And coach, it's been a grind this season. We have talked about it on a weekly basis, but you guys finally get that first win as you guys wrapped up the McLouth Invitational Tournament last week. You beat host McLouth in that final game, 49-37. You know, the first two games, you know, Riverside, tough opponent in the first round, right there with Pea Ridge in that second game, but a four-point win for the Rams. But again, seeing things finally come together in that final game against McLouth, you know, to finish that tournament strong, that final was 49-37. Just the overall outlook, landscape from the three games last week, and obviously getting that first one of the season.
I thought overall we did some good things in the tournament, even that first game with Riverside. They're a very, very good opponent. They're very aggressive, and I thought we handled things pretty well, again, for 16 minutes. We talked about going 32, but... you know, the game against Pea Ridge, they got ahead of us early, and then we worked and got it down to 4 points a couple, three different times. Just couldn't quite get over the hump, but I thought everything came together pretty well Friday. Got ahead, did what we needed to do, took a couple of punches from them, and then got the spread late in the game because we had that, what we call the situational awareness we've talked about all season, where we knew what we needed to do to win. And, you know, we didn't have to score at times. We just had to take care of the ball. That, you know, we didn't have a shot clock at that during that tournament. So it kind of changes your strategy a little bit late in games when you're ahead or when you're behind. So I thought the kids really did a pretty good job doing that. They did some really good things and, working on that the last few weeks has, I hope, helped, and hopefully it'll get us a little springboard to the latter half of the season.
Yeah, one guy I want to talk about is Talon Hooper. I know you liked his play throughout the week. Certainly could have, should have been in the mix for the all-tournament team, but you liked his play. What'd you see from him and just kind of development, you know, throughout the course of the season?
You know, he's a post player, a little bit undersized height-wise, but a very strong player, very put together. And he really impressed, not only, you know, did some good things that I saw, but some of the opposing coaches commented he uses his feet well, he uses his body well, and did a really good job Thursday and Friday, and was very vital in us being in the game Thursday. We had a young man go down with a sprained ankle, so he had to, you know, play a little further, a little more than normal, but that didn't get the blows that he usually does. With our younger kid that hurt himself, but he'll be back, so that'll help Talon out. But I thought Thursday and Friday he played very well.
Well, let's talk about the matchup coming up on Friday. You guys were scheduled to take on Riverside on Monday. That game postponed later on in February, so we'll get to that later on. But so a few days off this week and get a little bit of extra practice time, but you step out of league play, you go to Holton on Friday. What can you tell us about them and just kind of the expectations for the matchup on the road?
What I've seen from them is, you know, of course, they're in that Big East League, and that's a extremely difficult league, very, very tough all the way up and down. And, you know, they're struggling to get some wins, but I think they're a capable team that's getting better throughout the season. So it'll be a challenge, even though we both are struggling a little bit on the win column. They are a good basketball team. Their one win, I believe, was against Riley County. They may have won another one since then. I haven't paid a lot of attention to them until now. So,
right.
But they're a quality basketball team. They're going to have some big kids or a little bigger school. So I like the fact we're going and playing them. I like the fact we're playing them there. I was fortunate in my previous stop. We played at Holton. That's a really good facility, nice facility, big facility. So there'll be some noise going on, and I'm looking forward to Friday. Then Saturday we come back and play Valley Falls, who's quality, always quality down there, basketball town. And Caleb does a great job down there. I always look forward to playing against his teams because they're very challenging. And I think our kids are pretty, you know, with yesterday's practice, we couldn't do anything Monday, but yesterday's practice was solid. And it was very relaxed, I think getting the monkey off their back kind of helped them. You know, that's tough on anybody, adults, kids, whoever. But I think they're going to be really relaxed. I think we're just going to play. We're going to try to do our thing, and hopefully things will come out our way.
There it is, David Losey, Horton boys basketball coach, and finally getting that first win of the season, closing out that McLeod tournament against the host on Friday, 49-37. Again, no game this week. Game against Riverside postponed to later on in February. They'll play Houlton on Friday on the road, and then, as Coach mentioned, Valley Falls Saturday. So back-to-back they go to close out this week. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, man. Take care. We appreciate you.